In the fog that was his remembrance of being young, he feared he'd invented intimacies and moments of clear communication between his father and him that, while they'd achieved a mythic stature over the years, had never happened. His father was a man of silences and half-sentences that trailed off into nothing, and Sean had spent most of his life interpreting those silences, filling in the blanks left in the wake of those ellipses, creating a concept of what his father meant to say. And lately, Sean wondered if he himself ever finished sentences as he thought he did, or if he too was a creature of silences. Silences he'd seen in Lauren, too, and had never done enough about until her silence was the only piece of her he had left. That, and the air hiss on the phone when she called. "Well, you want to go back there?" his father said eventually. "You know that Jimmy Marcus's daughter was murdered." His father looked at him. "That girl in Penn Park." Sean nodded. "I saw the name," his father said. "Figured it might be a relative, but his daughter?" "Yeah." "He's your age. He has a 19-year-old daughter." "Jimmy had her when he was, I don't know, 17 or so. A couple years before he got sent up to Deer Island." "Oh, Jesus," his father said. "That poor son of a bitch. His old man's still in prison?" Sean said, "He died, Dad." Sean could see that the answer hurt his father, rocked him back to the kitchen on Gannon Street, he and Jimmy's father working on those soft Saturday afternoon beer buzzes as their sons played in the backyard, the thunder of their laughter exploding into the air. "Shite," his father said. "He'd die on the outside, at least." Sean considered lying, but he was already shaking his head. "Inside. Walpole. Cirrhosis."
"When?"
"Not long after you moved. 6 years ago, maybe 7." His father's mouth widened around a silent 7. He sipped his beer, and the liver spots on the back of his hands seemed more pronounced in the yellow light hanging above them. "It's so easy to lose track, to lose time." "I'm sorry, Dad." His father grimaced. It was his only response to sympathy or compliments. "Why? You didn't do it. Hell, Tim did himself in when he killed Sonny Todd. Over a pool game, right?" His father shrugged. "They were both drunk. Who knows anymore? They were drunk and they both had big mouths and bad tempers. Tim's temper was just a lot worse than Sonny Todd's." His father sipped some more beer.